Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl Naya Love. I am so happy to be back on here. It's been a while. I know my last post was back in November of 2019, and ever since then it's just been a series of so many things going on in my life, which I know a lot of you could relate with the whole COVID-19 and many things that are unfolding, to, you know, the loss of many people that we have and hold dear, held dear in our hearts, and just so much, you know, dealing with mental health issues and just trying to be whole with self. That's been my main priority since the last post on here. So with that came a lot of series of things that I've been trying to deal with, and just learning to love myself for me. And it's still something I'm working on. I haven't quite perfected anything yet, and still a learning experience, still a process, and I'm learning to take my time with it, because I've been on this thing where it's like I feel like I have deadlines to get things done, or else I will not make it, or else I will be just like all the way at the bottom of the barrel, you know. And that's not true. You can take as long as you need to be right with yourself, because if you are not kind to yourself and taking the time you need to be whole with yourself to function and do the things you have to do as priority, then how else are you going to be able to get things done if you're not in the right state of mind? So yeah, that's what I've been up to lately. And you know, I don't want to get so much into it. I just wanted to like start this podcast off with being authentic to you guys and letting you know what's up with me. Also, I want to take the time to thank those who've been listening to me since I started this. I love you guys. I appreciate the time you take, and I'm seeing that my podcast is hitting different countries like London and Sweden, and that means a lot. It's not a lot of listeners, you know, it's one or two people, but that listen, the fact that I'm even getting the listens I'm getting from my past previous podcasts, it means so much to me. So thank you guys, thank you so much. And my birthday just passed. I had a birthday on the 30th of January. I just turned 33 with, by the grace of God. Thank you, God. New girl's 33. And life has been pretty cool, pretty okay. You know, I'm not going to say it's perfect, but when is life perfect? You know, you go through your ups and then you go through your downs and you pick yourself right back up. So that's what I've been on lately. And what's been helping me, honestly, is my man. He's my greatest support system, and as well as my friends too. I can't leave them out. I'm gonna shout out some people because I want to let them know that I'm thinking of them and I appreciate them for the time they've been there for me, as I hope I've been doing the same for them. So my shout out to Gary, shout out to you, boo. I want to shout out my girl, my sister Milana. I also want to shout out my friend Kenny Kambari, as we all know him, Carlos. Also, I want to give a shout out to, I don't want to leave nobody out. That's why I'm like trying to take my time a little and not rush so much. Who else? This should not be that hard. I feel like I have so much that I want to say. Hold on. Vanessa, of course. My Aunt Becky, my dad, of course, my sister, my man, my brother Chaz, Lila, Vicky, everyone that I'm mentioning has been playing a factor in, you know, supporting me in some type of sense. And I just want to say thank you guys. I love you. And if I left anyone out, please excuse me, pardon me, don't be upset. I've just been dealing with a lot, and you know who you are. Those people know who they are. I speak to them, and I make sure I show them that they mean so much to me and that I thank them in every way, shape, form. So besides that, what else did I want to touch base on? There's been a lot going on in my city. I live in New York. For starters, there's been a subway serial killer going on loose, which I heard he was caught yesterday. I don't know how true that is. You know, I'm reading articles that are giving conflicting responses to that. So I don't know. I'm just praying he is in custody. I know my cousin's friend, sister told me he is in custody. So I'm going to go with that. Today is Monday, February 15th. So you do the math. They said this started on the 13th, I believe. It was like Saturday or Friday over the weekend. He was like basically a homeless man who just went on a rampage and started attacking all these homeless people, just, you know, stabbing them. And this is horrific. It's scary. It's crazy that we're living in times like this where it's kind of like you don't just hear about it on the newspaper or just word of mouth. You actually seeing stuff for yourself, because like once something gets put on social media, it goes viral, especially things like that. So it was being shared all over the place, and it was gruesome and horrifying. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the family members of those victims. And yeah, it's just a scary time, and we just have to be very vigilant when you go out there. You know, make sure you always carry something on you to protect yourself. I know they say pepper spray is against the law, but you know, when it comes to your life, I feel like all bets are off. Like, I don't care if it's illegal, as long as I'm not using it against anyone that is, you know, like just to use it, then I'm good. You know, the only person I would use it on, God forbid, is the person that's trying to take my life or hurt me or my loved ones. And yeah, so I feel like in that sense, I have every right, and so do you. So yeah, that's one of the highlights that's been going on that I, you know, caught wind of. Another thing that's been trending is this Gorilla Glue girl. You guys know the girl on TikTok that basically put the Gorilla Glue in her hair, and it's basically like a spray bottle that says Gorilla Glue on it, and it's supposed to be heavy duty and used for like houseware stuff and things around that nature. And she said, the girl said that she had ran out of Got to Be spray, so she looked around her kitchen and the only thing she could find was the Gorilla Glue spray. I guess she didn't have time to go run outside and pick up another Got to Be, so she decided that she was gonna use the heavy duty Gorilla spray. So she styled her hair as she normally would, and then she's like sleeked it with, I guess, the spray, like brushing it down, and it molded her hair into this, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It just looks so like sleek, and like it looks like a, you ever seen someone like seal something off with like a pleathery black leather tape that's like really, 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 really like seamless? That's how her head looked. Like, it just looked so, like, it looked like somebody drew that onto her head. So, you know, I don't know. There's so much conflicting stories going on about that, and people saying that the girl basically used this product that people use that don't have much hair, like edges, and that she molded it onto her head and made it look that way. But I don't know. Like, I wasn't there when it happened. You know, I mean, people are gonna assume at times when they don't even know what's going on. So I can't sit here and judge this girl. I just know the story went viral, and now everyone's making memes about it. The girl, thankfully, got help, and a plastic surgeon from LA reached out to her because the story went viral and decided he wanted to help her for free. So he flew her out to LA, and she also had a GoFundMe that raised up to, I think, $20,000 or more. So with that money, she was able to fly out there, and she got her surgery done for free. She didn't have to pay for that because he wanted to help, and plus that was good exposure for the surgeon. So, you know, that was a smart move on his behalf too. So it was a win-win situation. So now the girl is supposedly stating that, you know, she didn't want this to get the coverage that it was getting, that it was too much for her, it was overwhelming, and that she just wants it all to die down. But I feel like in situations like that, if you're putting anything on social media, you have to always know that you, like, you know, it's public information. Like, once I post a status, it's no longer that thought, that train process, whatever it was that I was posting, that I was thinking, it no longer belongs to me. It belongs to the media. It belongs to the public, because I'm posting that. It's Snapchat is general information. It's public information once you post stuff. It's no longer just belonging to you, you know? So the moment she posted that on TikTok, I don't know how she didn't expect that to go viral, because that's something that a lot of people know that you use for housewear stuff. You don't use that for your hair. So it was kind of like, okay, you know? So the girl was trying to supposedly sue Gorilla Glue, but they issued out a statement stating that, you know, generally it states in their website and their forum that that product is not intended for anywhere on the skin, eyes, or like hair or anything like that. So it was just, it was basically her fault for not reading that. You know, it was on the label. So honestly, I don't know about this girl. I just know that the situation was really unfortunate, and it just sounded kind of like, if you ask me, stupid, because I would never put Gorilla Glue over my hair or any type of thing like that. And I have done some crazy shit that will make you think, what the hell were you thinking, you know? But I just never heard of anyone doing that. And then she did that, I don't know, like, it just didn't make sense. Like, I ran out of Got to Be spray, so the first thing I'm gonna do is run to put Gorilla Glue spray. Man. And if it was in the house, then that means you should know what that's used for. So I just didn't get that. But anyway, moving on from that, I also wanted to touch on what else is trending. I know this is a little old news, but Trump is out of office. You know, that was one of the main highlights of 2021. And that's great news. I know all of us that are like non-Trump supporters are fucking happy and just celebrating to this day. Like, I'm happy about that, because I could not stand the man, and I just didn't feel like he was for the people. When I say for the people, you know, our people, like our kind, you know, the minorities, the Hispanics and blacks and you name it, the people that are in poverty. So I just felt like that was definitely a golden ticket for setting the tone for the year. And I'm hoping that many great things like that happen for us, because we need them. We definitely need some more good things coming our way. But yeah, aside from that, there's not been much more going on. Oh yeah, I also wanted to thank those who branched out from my podcast, and I noticed a lot of podcasts adding me on my Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening to this and actually finding my social media platforms and adding me there. I thank you so much, because I see that everything's starting to like branch out, which is great. That's the main reason why I wanted to do this podcast and the YouTube, because I want everybody to like find me in certain platforms and then branch out to my other platforms, because I do many different things in different platforms. Like, I do my acting and comedy sketches on TikTok. Instagram's more for like, you know, me posting on basically what I'm dealing with day to day. And then you got my YouTube, which is more like promotion and in terms of the things that I'm using and just trying to, I guess, brand myself. And then you have my podcast, which is more like the raw and uncut version of me, and I just speak my truth on here, you know. And yeah, that's been the basis of everything. And I wanted to make this short and simple and just basically break the ice, because I'm going to be more consistent with this podcasting. I promise you guys. I know you guys are like, damn, this girl. But yeah, guys, thank you so much once again. And definitely stay tuned, because I have some new stuff coming your way. I'm going to be doing more YouTube videos soon. I have an ASMR video that's coming out soon. And I might be doing some makeup talk and stuff. So just stay tuned, you guys. I hope everyone stay safe, stay warm, stay blessed. And remember, be vigilant when you go outside, okay? I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Mwah. I'll see you in my next podcast. Bye.